Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. And the way that the world's going, we should be thankful that we go from year to year to get a Thanksgiving the way things are. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hello, Stuart. Thanks for having me. And I hope you guys really had a great Thanksgiving and all the listeners did, too, because, at the moment, the world somewhat deserves a little shalom or peace. And Dornette and I had a good Thanksgiving and appreciate your well wishes.
Well, it is amazing that we made it through, actually, I think, with all the war rhetoric and everything else. And so from year to year as we come into this whole thing, and I don't know about you, but I just have the feeling that we're very, very close. And maybe there's going to be another delay. Who knows? But the way the world is going, I just don't see how it can last a whole lot longer without us, doing ourselves in. Humanity evidently likes to fight. And now we've got weapons that are so powerful that it'll destroy the world if we get involved in a nuclear exchange, which the Bible prophets said we will. Talking about a nuclear exchange, let's go to North Korea first. The rhetoric from Kim seems to be almost the same. Trump is a cockroach and he's stupid. And it'd be kind of interesting for people to look up all the words that North Korea Kim has given to Trump and the words that Trump has given towards Kim. And we could make a little dictionary of rhetoric between nations, which is very unusual. I don't think people understand how unusual this is for leaders of nations to be calling each other those kind of names. What do you think?
Well, that's certainly a departure from the norm as far as foreign policy, I suppose, would go. However, you have to admit, 8 years under Clinton, 8 years under Bush, and 8 years under Obama got us nowhere but right on the verge of a nuclear attack upon the U.S. from North Korea. So, I'm not too concerned, I suppose, about the rhetoric. Foreign policy and political correctness never gained us an inch with them.
That's true. And now, just remember, folks, the bots. Not the bots. It wasn't the bots. It was Kilroy there. Dr. Major Ed Dames and the kill shot routine.
Yeah.
And that North Korea would use a nuke in anger, in retaliation for something. Well, now we have, China Airways has ceased all flights, I think it is. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct, Stuart. China Airlines stopped flights to North Korea, and more and more North Korea is being marginalized, really pushed into a corner. And at the moment, Kim Jong-un can probably not expect China to back North Korea to the hilt. So, some would say that's good, some would say that's bad, but on the other hand, it does put Kim Jong-un in survival mode, and to what extent he might go to survive or try to survive, and he could actually go on the offensive.
Well, I just read, it says China shuts main route into North Korea as nuclear tensions dominate the region. Bridge, the main bridge, evidently, that goes into there. Hard to believe they only have one main bridge. Temporarily closed for maintenance, according to spokesman, leaving North Korea even more isolated following the Air China flight suspensions. So how long can he do this without retaliation? If they're closing the banks on him,
yeah,
et cetera. What do you think?
From what I'm hearing today from some of the intelligence that's coming out, is the fact that he's changing generals and bodyguards and et cetera around him continually because he's afraid of a coup or an assassination attempt on himself. So, you know, this is going to put him on the verge of paranoia, and that's why I say that this is a very dangerous time because of that.
Mm-hmm. So if he were to do a nuke. Now, it didn't say nukes. It just said one nuke, wherever he launches. But then I would think that Trump, knowing how Trump is, would immediately go on the offensive and probably destroy North Korea, basically. But, you know, we had that, I think it was a rabbi who said that Israel had an enemy, and that enemy was North Korea, and that North Korea was going to make a strike on Israel. So this is getting very, very interesting as we travel through this. Have you heard any more? I know Japan said that there was an immediate, how did they word that, imminent or immediate threat of nuclear war at any time?
That seems to be the case coming out of Japan, that they are, you know, and Japan even reportedly has some of its navy up around Russia, the borders of Russia. And my understanding is Putin is allowing some of the Japanese ships to base off of some Russian bases. So this is a very strange situation occurring in that part of the world.
So with Iran ready to rumble, North Korea may be ready to rumble, Trump ready to rumble, I guess it would just take something we might not even think of as being very great to trigger the whole scenario. Hopefully not, but the logistics of the carrier groups, the logistics of Japan's Navy and Air Force, you can't keep them on high alert all the time without huge costs. So have we still three carriers over there, as far as you know?
Well, that's my understanding, still three carriers, and they were drilling with Japanese. Now, reportedly, South Korea had recalled their ships away from the drills because of threats and phone calls from China to tone down the rhetoric because there might be a North Korean response. And so this thing is really interesting. And, you know, the leader of South Korea, as we know, has more leanings towards China, basically, than he does the U.S. And matter of fact, he's denied the extension of, you know, the other THAAD units coming over to defend South Korea. I think South Korea is extremely worried that they're going to get hit with a Kim strike.
Well, of course, he could annihilate Seoul in a matter of minutes, actually. Probably wouldn't take very long. He's got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these missile launchers, I guess, buried in the mountains, you know, 25 miles, and Seoul is right there. So, yeah, they have every reason to worry. That's what makes me think if indeed we have the technology that everybody says we have, it would not make any sense for a ground assault. It would not make any sense for a normal bombing run The only way they could do this and do it quickly and surgically would be through laser weaponry, microwave weaponry, or particle beam. I just don't see any other way they could do it. They got to strike without warning, and they've got to clear that whole area out and then work from there. I mean, I just think a ground assault or a normal military operation would be so deadly to South Korea, you could almost rule it out. So what do you think?
Yeah, some of the rhetoric from President Trump, you know, over the last few weeks, it seemed to indicate sky weapons like satellite or particle beam, et cetera, laser. But on the other hand, Barry Rothman ran a Tora code that was kind of interesting, and it indicated possibly that there was some plan into something intervening from space that would appear to be an asteroid strike on North Korea. So, you know, we don't know.
Wow. Well, I guess, you know, if we have TR-3Bs and all of that out there, and, you know, Dr. Greer of the Disclosure Project and all of that, he claims that we've been out in space for years. And I think we're on Mars. I think that video I did on Mars proves it. I mean, I don't think there's any question that we're up there. And, you know, you can actually see the buildings. It's pretty obvious that there's, you know, high technical equipment up there. It looks like Tesla operation in some ways. But, so, yeah, they could. And you had that vision, and so hasn't Augusto of the, what did he call that thing out there?
The Death Star. Yeah.
Wow. And what you saw was probably what? Particle beam? Laser beam type? Or what do you think?
Yeah, that was a number of years before Augusto's Death Star experience. You know, I saw something in space that the only weapon it appeared to, and it was dark. It reflected no light. And the only thing that I could come close to identifying, you know, when I researched particle beam weapons, was some type of a weapon like that. And then later, Augusto had the Death Star experience, and all of that data was researched that he had an expert on, an insider, that said that, yeah, there is a so-called Death Star particle beam weapon sitting out there, and he was afraid that it would be used sometime.
Yeah, well, you know, there's so much out there that we have no knowledge of. That brings us maybe into this very strange interstellar so-called flyby that they were calling it, I think, some weird-shaped asteroid. I know you saw a part of that. To me, if you remember the Mona Lisa spacecraft that they found on the moon,
sure.
It looked just like it.
Yeah, that's
it was
very
almost
true.
Identical.
And it also very much resembled what Russia, when they had sent something to Mars by the Phobos, I believe it was, what they called
mm-hmm.
their image before it was destroyed.
You're right. That was an elongated cigar-shaped spacecraft of some type, and that was the last picture it took, and they never did recover it. So the bots said something about there was going to be a flyby, and it was actually a spacecraft just before the end, basically before the ascension of humankind and their next quantum leap up the ladder of evolution, in the vanishing of the Christian troublemakers. It was supposed to be in this time frame. I don't know if that was it, but the way that thing was rotating is exactly what they do to create artificial gravity. Do you know how close it came to the planet? I don't. I know it's outbound now, so it's already gone by. But there are some scientists now that were actually saying, seriously now, that they thought it could be a derelict alien craft. Nobody has any idea of what it really was. It has a very high metal component to it. I don't know. What do you think?
I think that's really, really strange. And if, for people that you can look up Mona Lisa and find out about what that craft was shaped like, and it was an ancient craft that had crashed on the moon, and it very, very much resembles the shape of this, what they call it. And it's odd, Stuart, that they would call it an interstellar object. I don't know if you saw the movie Interstellar, but
yes.
giving it that terminology, that would almost have to be, you know, be something that was not, I guess you could say, at home in our solar system.
Yes, that was something that just came through, and I think it's outbound now. But they do have pictures of it. It's very elongated. It's like a cigar-shaped object, but it's huge. And we do have huge spacecraft. The Russians, it was called the Cosmospheres. And they're actually, I guess what one could call freighters that run to the moon and run to Mars. Now, I know everybody listening probably thinks this is just absolute foolishness, but it isn't. And they operate basically out of Antarctica, where they can come and go and nobody sees them. And this has been going on for a long, long time now, because if you have anti-gravity engines, you could stick one in a pyramid and it would weigh less, it would be weightless. So that means they can build these huge, huge, and they are. Some of the reports that I've read, they're 1 to 2 miles long, because they have no need of weight control. And if they run into huge solar storms and stuff like that, where the crew would be killed by radiation, they have these radiation places where they go hide. In fact, I just read where on a spacecraft up there, the International Space Station, they had to go into one of these areas to dodge the radiation. So this is all very, very real. And remember, Stan Dale said that they did operate out of Antarctica. I'm sure you remember that, right, Larry?
Oh, yes.
So here's something for you. I was speaking about odd stuff. Here's a headline. The U.S. Air Force admits it. Something strange flew through the U.S. skies, startling flyers and spurring the launch of jets. On October 25th, an unidentified aircraft was seen flying in broad daylight among the airliners in one of the United States' heavily trafficked air corridors in the skies above Oregon. It had no submitted flight plan. It had no identification transponder active, nor was it transmitting collision avoidance signals. Air traffic control stations were reportedly having difficulty following it on radar. At first, it sounded like a typical example of an aircraft suffering communications failure. But then came news via Reddit that the U.S. Air Force F-15 interceptor fighters had been launched in response to the sightings. But they found nothing. What do you think that was? Everybody saw it. And it was headed towards Canada. My guess, and this is a guess only, that this was a holographic blue beam experiment. What do you think?
You remember Serge Monast from Canada before he died. You know, he was warning about that technology.
Well, what's kind of interesting about it is it was on and off radar. and it was headed north, and I think it went into Canada before everybody just lost sight of everything. But if this was a holographic blue beam, have you seen those things on YouTube? And I don't think some of these are fake. Obviously, some of them are. But there have been videos of people taking a picture of an airliner. And you can see the airliner flying along just like it should. Then it stops. Then it may back up. And then it goes ahead. And then it vanishes. And that has got to be a blue beam projection. And for people who are not familiar with Serge Menant's or the blue beam operations, they need to just go on Google and Google blue beam project. And it's all about a fake arrival, where they use both a combination of real anti-gravity spaceships and holographic projection of fakes, so that it looks like a tremendously huge invasion. It's kind of like what the movies have shown, right, Larry? I mean, this is kind of interesting that they have developed this technology to this point.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we know that they've been developing technology like this for years.
Yeah. Well, it's like anti-gravity. They've had it for years and years and years. Russia, what's all this business about their moving their military equipment into the Middle East? I guess a large amount, too, right?
It's a very interesting situation. Fox News was talking today, and I think One America News was also reporting that apparently President Trump has given Russia more leeway to operate in Syria and the Middle East, and the latest Yahoo News headline, which came out today, says that Russia is roaring back to the Middle East with equipment while America is staying asleep as the Kremlin moves to capture the oil market in a grave geopolitical crisis that is rising. And so, you know, you must be right, Stuart, when you've said all along these are oil wars, these are energy wars.
Yeah, I think so. And you always have to go down to the dollar, not necessarily our dollar, but it goes on energy and it goes on the cost of it. And Russia does definitely want to capture that entire area. And, you know, you can't blame Putin. If he can supply oil to the entire European continent, you know, that's a lot of money.
Well, also, Stuart, not only is that a lot of money, that's a lot of control.
Oh, yes. He can cut the oil off in the middle of a hard winter. Say, well, okay, this is what I want. You want the oil back on? Or the gas back on? And he's threatened that before, I think, a couple times.
Yeah.
Speaking about Russia, they have two things, and the American people better be listening up, because everybody thinks Russia is just a has-been and really doesn't have anything like we have. That equation is rapidly changing. Russia launches their deadliest nuke sub, holds 16 nuclear cruise missiles. You remember the Hunt for Red October, the movie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You remember what the commander said to the troops? We're just going to lay out here. We'll be quiet. And they won't even know what hit them. In fact, that who was it that had that vision? A.A. Allen, when he was on top of the Empire State Building, had that vision? And missiles came up? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, as a matter of fact, one of the insiders, Tom Clancy, who's passed away, but his movie Red Storm Rising has that very scenario that you're talking about.
Well, it's easy for him. I mean, they can come in. They have already got silent subs. So, and evidently this one makes almost no noise, zero noise at all. Very hard to track. And so they could come in fairly close to our shores, launch a whole bunch of nukes. And that's what A.A. or J.A. Allen saw when he was on top of the Empire State Building. He said he saw these missiles coming up out of the Atlantic, out of the Pacific, and out of the Gulf of Mexico. Sudden destruction for the United States, a.k.a. Babylon the Great. And I guess that's really the way we go down. We just go suddenly down. Anyway, the other thing they did was they now have now developed a 6,000, or this is China, 6,000 mile per hour hypersonic missiles. Well, they can get through everything. How do you defend yourself against that?
Well, we haven't been working on defense in this nation for some time. And, you know, I suppose Ronald Reagan actually wanted to do the network of satellites to protect the U.S., and, you know, they never let it go there. And, of course, Trump has came in and wanting to do the work, but the money's not being provided and the support is nil.
Yeah. Well, I think this is all part of the Illuminati plan. They're going to sacrifice America and the American people. I can remember one of the leaders, I think it was Gardner, a long time ago, he was a high-level official in the government, said that, you know, if the American people don't accept the New World Order, well, we'll just force them to accept it. So it ties right into Jade Helm. It ties right into all of this stuff. And one of the things, you know, that is bothersome is these FEMA camps haven't been closed. The NDAA stuff is still in force. They can arrest anyone anytime they want. And we basically don't have a constitution anymore anyway. So along comes Donald Trump, appointed of the Lord to do whatever he's supposed to do. And I did hear, talking about Trump, they're going after Kushner. And I read an article where Donald has asked Kushner to leave the White House. Did you see that? What do you think that's about?
I've seen some of those reports today on Fox News, because there is a coup going on and there's a counter coup going on at the very same time, and a lot of reports are coming out that you can't be verified. But apparently they think that Michael Flynn's about to be flipped or come out with a deal with Mueller because of his son. And there are reports that Kelly, General Kelly, or Chief of Staff Kelly, is told Kushner to stay away from the White House. Something big seems to be in the wind, you know, possibly this coming week. So, and matter of fact, I wanted to mention something else real quick. We were talking about defense.
Mm-hmm.
All over the whole country, you know, we've been having, you know, I've had internet troubles. Matter of fact, today I did a show with Augusto, and his internet was down, his computer was down. His landline cell phone and his cell phone was also down. He had no communications. He had to borrow a cell phone to do the show today. And this is going on everywhere. I got an email from Tom Horn. They've been glitched, and their videos have been messed up. And this is ongoing everywhere. Now, here's a headline. Yahoo News today says, "Cyber warfare is our era's Cuban Missile Crisis, number one problem to mankind, and America is not ready."
Yeah. Wow. Well, and whether it's done deliberately through hacking and all this other stuff, we do have to say that the sun is acting very anomalous, and it can cause great glitches. But it seems like a lot of this is very targeted to certain specific computers.
Yeah.
And Patty was online working here. What was interesting was I was on the computers. My computers were fine, but hers would hardly move. So it was like it was targeted.
Yeah, I think there has been some targeting going on. There have been a number of people reporting that their internet speeds have been slowed to almost nothing.
Yeah, that's what happened to her. It's amazing. But I was fine, but she posts a lot of the stuff I don't. So that's probably why they put it, you know, targeted that, so she wouldn't be able to post stuff. And you've had a lot of trouble with your postings as well. So, I don't know. Seems kind of weird, all of it. What do you think this deal was on the high alert at the train station at the UK?
Well, there,
you think that was just... yeah, go ahead.
They put the UK on high alert for a terrorist attack. They feel like that possibly was a pre-run to test their resiliency, and they're very concerned about a terror attack. And, of course, there was a terror attack or bombing in the Sinai of Egypt today. And matter of fact, they're reporting, you know, that the Trump came out and also brought up the issue of, you know, national security in the U.S., and he's being blocked almost in all directions on that. So, you know, we still got a wide open border, and we're having Border Patrol agents killed. And, oh, well, you know, what's new in America?
Yeah, I mean, we've had high treason going on here since Bush's, Clinton, Bush, Obama. But, you know, nobody's going to do anything about it. I doubt anybody's ever going to see Hillary go to jail or Bill Clinton go to jail. That's just not in the cards. They're going to protect their own no matter what they do. And they have infiltrated just about every area of government. Now, I was reading an article some time ago where they said that even if they arrested 2,000, we'll just use a number, 2,000 pedophile people, the courts just won't bother to do anything about it. So it doesn't make any difference. It makes a good headline. But if you've got corrupt courts, it won't do anything about it. What good is it? You know? So this just it just travels on. And I think it's kind of like what the Lord did say. Who can make war with the beast? You know? And how do you fix America? Well, the Lord's answer to fix America is to eliminate it. Hate to tell people that, but that's exactly what it says in biblical prophecy. We just simply get eliminated. Like you have said, Larry, a number of times, broke it to top. How do you fix it? What do you think?
Yeah, that's the sad part, is the fact that it brings back to memory what you've said a number of times. We would heal Babylon, but she will not be healed. And, of course, you know, you can't make anybody believe America's Babylon, no matter how many perimeters you lay out there. They're not going to see it if they don't want to see it. And it's sad. But you look at a broken America, such as we are at the moment, it is such a sad tale.
Yeah, and you can't really fix it. people just don't want to believe it, and they're just going to have to, you know, it's like the Lord really says, if you don't want the truth, you're going to then have to accept the lie. And then the lie all of a sudden comes short, because remember who Satan really is, as Jesus called him, a liar and a murderer from the beginning. So what he really does, he lies through the media and through his people. To the American people, they drink it up, denial tea, but the end thereof is their murder. He is a murderer from the beginning. He hates the human race, but he lies to them, makes everybody think he's so friendly and nice. I would imagine you've run into people like that, probably in your police work.
Oh, you know? Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, and this is what we don't really know. We know, you know, we're pretty assured that Donald Trump is Cyrus, and matter of fact, the oral traditions of the the Hopi and Navajo talk about the man that comes wearing the true white brother wearing the red cap. Do not oppose him. But we don't know. We seriously, and we've told people this before, we do believe that he's Cyrus and,
yes,
and on a mission, but we don't know how long the window will stay open.
That's the point. There's no question. I got an email, and I don't want to read it. It's too long, but anyway, complaining that we don't understand that Trump is anointed and we should take it to the Lord and ask forgiveness, blah, blah, blah. I don't believe he is anointed. I believe he is appointed by God for this day and this hour. He is God's man of the hour, just like Obama was. You got to remember that the Lord says, my hand is stretched out upon the nations, and I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and no one's going to stop me. So when you see all these politicians, and if you really read your Bible, he sets these politicians up, he takes them down, and they're doing what he wants them to do or knows what they will do. Not necessarily he makes them do it. He just knows what they will do. So when you had somebody like Obama, who's a complete traitor to the United States, God appointed him. He was God's man of the hour. Well, now Trump is God's man of the hour. And like you just said, Larry, how long does he have before he's bye-bye?
We just don't know. We just have to
exactly
watch. And really, I have to say, I'm glad for many, many people that he has been in that position, because I think he's held a – it's kind of like he's got his foot in the door for the final closing, but once he's removed, that door may slam shut.
Yeah. Getting back to Syria, you were telling me that this general, what's his name? It's not Salman. Yeah, what's the deal there?
Well, the deal there is an incredible insertion of thousands, tens of thousands of Iranian troops into Syria under this General Soleimani, and that's the one, you know, Standale also said to watch.
Yes.
You know, that general. You know, and he's the one that is working, you know, with the Iranian troops, working close to Hezbollah, the Syrian Assad forces, and such as that. And also they've taken not only the oil fields in Syria away from the Kurds, but they've pretty much taken all the oil fields in Iraq away from the Kurds. And so Iran is gobbling up the oil in that region too, along with Russia, of course.
Mm. Speaking about Trump again, the counter coup. What was all this hoopla about Marines landing at Langley? I think it was Langley Air Force Base, and taking up positions. And I think it was Marines, right, that are pro-Trump. Was this to stop a coup attempt?
Well, I certainly don't have the data on it. I know that, you know, Augusto Perez gave some information on a recent show, and a lot of this is unverifiable, but strictly because of need to know, and we apparently don't need to know. But there is a coup going on. We realize that, and we also know there's a counter coup. You know, and it makes for a good fiction novel, but we don't really know what's going on. We're not going to be told what's going on. And if this was ever a time to have your house in order and really be praying about your situations, this really is the time.
Yeah, it could go down any time, but I did see some stuff on YouTube, pictures of helicopter operations coming into, I think it was Langley. It may not have been. I can't remember the air base. But there were several people who confirmed that that was going on, that suddenly and with almost no warning, a whole contingent of Marines were brought in. And as far as I know, the only reason they would be brought in would be to protect Trump. And I know when he was on that Asian tour, he was surrounded by not only Chinese, but Korean and Japanese and the American Secret Service on every one of his stops. So they were really concerned.
Even when he was in Saudi Arabia, he had incredible security and protection there, and even in Israel. I mean, he is being surrounded. There's no doubt about it. You know, he's not the most popular man in the world right now. You have to admit, he's the one man on the planet everybody wishes would be removed. But
yeah,
there are powers that be that are protecting him. And, of course, my personal opinion is because of prayers, even the angels are watching.
Yes. God is going to work his plan. And if Deep State tries to kill him and that's not in the Lord's agenda, they're not going to be able to. Here's a headline, switching over to Earth Changers, because they seem to be accelerating. In fact, I read where Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, was hit by huge floods. But anyway, here's what it says. Experts issue 2018 warning. Earth had it easy 2017 with only 6 severe earthquakes. But that is now going to change. Scientists are warning that 2018 won't be easy on us when it comes to the number of severe earthquakes they are predicting. In 2018, Earth and 1 billion of its inhabitants could well face 20 severe earthquakes due to the slowing rotation of the planet. Isn't that interesting?
Well, it is, and Stan Dale also came out today with an article being very concerned about the West Coast and especially the San Andreas.
Now, are they still hiding the earthquakes out there? I know they've had a number of quakes out there, 140 or something like that, tremors rattling to San Andreas.
There's not that much posting going on. I watch it very closely, and a lot is not being, if you would say, posted, so to speak.
Well, and Iceland. There's a volcano, an old volcano, waking up there. And I guess they're very concerned about it. Have you heard any more about that one?
They say that Iceland's on high alert for a possible volcanic eruption. And, you know, that's one location that usually when there's a real eruption, it really causes havoc, especially with Europe and that part of the world with air travel and such.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's another headline because of your friend there, Norwegian prophet. What is causing the mysterious booms heard in 64 locations around the world this year? I don't think they're sonic booms from aircraft. And I'm wondering if the disquieting at the core is what we're actually hearing. Remember Larry Parks said that these earthquake booms were the culprit. They're earthquake booms, deep, deep within.
Yeah, and Anton Johansson, you know, he's the one that prophesied or was shown this disquietings in the planet and then the trouble in Iceland and the Atlantic and, you know, that region of the world.
Wow. Anything else you want to bring up? We're down to about a minute, what do you think?
They're reporting they're very concerned about a 3-mile-wide asteroid named Phaethon, which is after a Greek demigod. It's going to be a dangerous close call December the 17th, so we have to watch that.
Okay, will do. Earth is under attack from the sun. The destroyer is out there somewhere, and we got all kinds of things going on, folks. And if you haven't prepared, now's the time to do it. The time is going to come when you wish you had if you haven't. Do what you can and just stay safe under the Lord because he's the only one that can help at this point in time. Anyway, thanks, Larry, for coming on. And we'll see everyone next week if the Lord is willing. So take care, everyone, and Good night.